AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the deciding vote, breaking a 50-50 tie, clearing the way for Senate debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This legislation will keep America's families, businesses, workers afloat.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
This is a liberal wish list.
Democrats are hoping for Senate approval before next week, get it back to the House, and then quickly to President Biden. In Dallas.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop.
Police Chief Eddie Garcia says a 13-year veteran of the police force, Brian Reiser, is under arrest, charged with capital murder.
This criminal investigation dates back to 2017 with the death of two unrelated murder victims. We received information through a witness that implicated Reiser in both murders.
Garcia says the witness told investigators that he had kidnapped and killed 31-year-old Liza Sains and 61-year-old Albert Douglas at Reiser's direction in 2017. Garcia says they don't know the motives for the killings, but they were not connected with Reiser's police work. Alabama's governor bucks a GOP trend, extending rather than ending her state's mask order.
Republicans in Texas and Mississippi lifted their mask mandates, and Kay Ivey's been under pressure to do the same. But she says Alabamans must keep wearing masks for another month.
There's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus.
Ivey's noting big drops in daily virus cases and saying Alabama's rounding the corner. President Biden yesterday lit into other governors who've dropped the mandates, equating it to Neanderthal behavior.
What everybody saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president would rather people followed science and federal health recommendations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Nearly 750,000 people lost their jobs last week. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department reports 745,000 people filed initial claims for jobless aid, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign many employers continue to cut jobs, despite evidence that the overall economy is improving. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and when you factor in supplemental federal unemployment programs set up to soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 18 million people are collecting some form of jobless aid. The nation still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did in February of last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Associated Press has learned that the Capitol Police have requested members of the National Guard continue to provide security at the Capitol for another 2 months. Defense officials say the proposal is being reviewed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.